USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, as does the American treasure to support it. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is entering its 10th month as Ukraine gets more assistance from allies like the United States. While visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Thanksgiving morning and meeting with first responders, President Biden says he's committed to sending aid to Ukraine for the duration of the war.
This is no time to walk away from Ukraine. Not at all. Now, we had a lot of talk in this last election about whether the other team is going to continue to support Ukraine. I still believe there's enough support there.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who's looking to become Speaker of the House in the next Congress, has promised not to send a blank check to Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. A 31-year-old woman was found deceased at Zion National Park in Utah after her husband reported the couple experienced symptoms of hypothermia while camping in the park. The couple were in the park's narrows section on Tuesday when they became dangerously cold. The 33-year-old husband went to look for help, but search and rescue teams determined the woman was deceased after park visitors and first responders attempted to help her. An investigation is underway. Heavy rain and urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans today. The same storm will deliver much snow on parts of New Mexico and western Texas through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Iran's news agency reported Iranian police arrested a former international soccer player, Voria Ghafouri, who backed the ongoing protests against Iran's regime. His arrest comes amid scrutiny of the conduct of Iran's national team in Qatar, who refused to sing their national anthem in solidarity with anti-government protests. Jeremy Lawrence is a spokesman with the United Nations Human Rights Office.
We urge the authorities to address the people's demands for equality, dignity, and rights instead of using unnecessary or disproportionate force to suppress the protest.
A hit and run on the freeway in Maryland has taken the life of a teenager. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
A 19-year-old pedestrian was killed in a hit-and-run crash on I-95 South around 2 a.m. Thursday in Aberdeen, Maryland. Three pedestrians were putting gas in a car on the shoulder of the road when a white sedan with tinted windows veered onto the shoulder and struck them. Guillermo Che of Philadelphia was pronounced dead at the scene, and the others, whom police have not identified, were transported to an area hospital. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Three football games were played on Thanksgiving. Buffalo beat Detroit by 3, Dallas over New York Giants by 8, and Minnesota down New England by 7. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.